You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello everybody, my name is Daryl and welcome back to another high entertainment episode of the Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au in full high fidelity monophonic sound. And if you have problems with Centrelink or your job provider, get onto our website at ruwu.org.au, and there you will find information that will hopefully be of some help to you. Or you can just shoot us an email with your problem to advocacy@ruwu.org.au, where we have people standing by and eager to help. Okay, we have some good news coming up later. But first, a big hello to Xavier, who just turned 12 years old last week, my grandson. All right, now, you may remember Hank Ferguson had his court case yesterday, but it didn't go well because the prosecution couldn't pull their finger out in time, and so they've adjourned his case to the 28th of November at 10 a.m. But he did have a large turnout in court there with him in support, which was great to see. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on that one as it comes to hand. All right, now for a good news story that I mentioned earlier. This is about a guy by the name of Daniel who fought against the system and won. After taking his case to the Administrative Review Tribunal, Daniel's complaint went to the Commonwealth Ombudsman, which is now investigating Centrelink. Daniel's chest tightened, his stomach dropped. The Centrelink worker at the end of the line told him his job seeker payment had been cancelled, but he knew it wasn't right. Daniel is one of an estimated 310,000 Centrelink recipients who had their payments unlawfully cancelled between 2020 and 2024 because they were incorrectly told they had not met their mutual obligations under the scheme. I felt like necking myself, he says, and that was hard just to hold it together. So Daniel fought back, and after 3 years of being ignored, passed around, put through internal reviews, the 50-year-old from South Australia has finally been vindicated. He took on the system and won. Daniel took his case to the Administrative Review Tribunal. Centrelink is now paying him back $53,000 in JobSeeker after Services Australia illegally cancelled his payment in November 2022. Well, good on you, Daniel. But if he's relying on that to pay rent and he's lost his home that he had to move out, well, how are they going to pay him back for that with the lack of rental properties these days? So he's not going to be fully compensated. Anyway, to read on, Daniel took his case to the Administrative Review Tribunal. Centrelink is now paying him back $53,000 in JobKeeper after Services Australia legally cancelled his payment on November 2022. I was getting suspended every month. It began in 2002. Daniel was a job seeker and was exempt from mutual obligations, but every month the system would suspend him. I had no obligations to report, he says, but because I didn't go into their computer system and type in 100 points, a monthly mutual obligation target, I was getting suspended every month. Then Centrelink sent me a letter on the 21st of November 2022 saying you've got 29 days to reconnect or you're going to be cancelled. And then they cancelled my payment on the 16th of December. Not even 29 days later. With no income, he ended up living on whatever money his family could spare. I've been sleeping on the street, homeless, he says. Basically, I travelled around Canberra for a bit, then Melbourne. I've been back in Adelaide for about 2 years. I've been staying in the shed in my dad's backyard. He's been helping me out with $50 a week. You know, it's been costing me $37 a fortnight for my medication. He's been paying that for like 2 years. When he was cut off, Daniel contacted Services Australia and the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations and tried to explain. He says they palmed him off or told him to just apply for JobSeeker again. But if he did that, he would not get back pay. In August, when the Ombudsman announced it was investigating the targeted compliance framework, the automated system used to enforce mutual obligation requirements for illegally cancelling around 1,000 payments, Daniel contacted the government again. I rang up Services Australia and I'm like, hey, look, I'm one of these cancelled people. What are you going to do about it? They just told him, go and apply for a new payment. His payments were turned back on, but Daniel knew they had done the wrong thing. He says he rang the Department of Workplace Relations, who had someone working on illegal cancellations look over his case, but the answer was similar. Your payments have been put back on. The issue is rectified. Yeah, right. And that's when I lost it and went into the Modbury office in South Australia, he said. Look, I need this reviewed. That review found his payments were cancelled legally, so he decided to take his case to the Administration Review Tribunal. Then, it was only once got it into the Administrative Review Tribunal, they've suddenly flipped back. In the letter sent in September 2025, seen by Guardian Australia, a customer service advisor informed him the reviewed decision was actually wrong and the correct decision is to restore your JobSeeker payment from November 17. He has been paid back just over $53,000, but Daniel wants to fight it further. He knows there are others like him who would not receive anything. He's made a complaint to the Commonwealth Ombudsman, which is now investigating Centrelink. They just totally mugged me off and ignored me, he said. They just kept ignoring me for years. Since July last year, Department of Workplace Relations has been slowly turning off different payment cancellations as they found issues in the system. Since March, the entire cancellation has been shut off, but payment suspensions continue. Asked in Senate estimates last week how many payments have been illegally cancelled, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Workplace Relations, Tanya Richneau, said they were working through those numbers. As I said earlier, each cancellation and reduction under legislation has been caused or suspended was paused for a different reason, she said. The total number of people impacted were still working through.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Just a week ago, Department of Workplace Relations announced it had found a further 8,546 people who had their payments cancelled by decisions that may not have been validly made about payments cancelled or had a non-payment period for unemployment failures. But the analysis from Economic Justice Australia shows the number could be in the hundreds of thousands. A spokesman for the Anti-Poverty Centre, Christine O'Connell, said the Department of Workplace Relations had been working to hide the scale of this problem and how many people have been harmed. And we have seen them quietly turn off little bits of this system, drip-feeding information to the public and never been fully transparent. While cancellations are paused, there have been a total of 321,995 payment suspensions for 205,870 job seekers between May and July this year. O'Connell called the whole system to be overhauled. Welfare recipients have been fighting for a long time to stop this system, and advocates are now joining us in saying that the whole targeted compliance framework must be stopped, and we will not stop fighting until all compulsory activities are abolished. Compensation for people who have been affected by these systems must be paid quickly and must be generous, and it must not require people to jump through hoops to prove how much harm that have been caused by yet another unlawful welfare program. Department of Workplace Relations would not respond to questions from Guardian Australia, but a spokesman from Services Australia, Hank Johnkin, said it apologised to Daniel. Services Australia is ensuring people get the right support for their circumstances, and we encourage people to contact us if they don't understand or disagree with a decision we've made, Johnkin said. Well, I haven't seen Johnkin for a long time. I used to see him on the news all the time or various current affairs shows, and he'd always have the same thing to say. And that was, look, it's not a matter of if you got caught, but when. He was always talking about people cheating the system. Well, Hank, turns out you're the biggest criminal here, aren't you? Eh? We didn't see much of you during the robo-debt period. No, he didn't dare show his face. Anyway, now, this is a little bit outside our field of expertise, but I thought it's worth a mention anyway. CoHealth in Collingwood, Fitzroy and Kensington are set to close their doors on the 19th of December due to insufficient funding, which will affect thousands of vulnerable locals. This has been happening in other areas too, where there will be no bulk billing. It's been happening out at Wonthaggi as well, Jessica was telling me. Stephen Jolly is holding an emergency meeting at the Fitzroy Town Hall this Friday, 4 p.m. So if you can, get along to that meeting and show your support, because I'll certainly be there. And why am I mentioning this? Because I have been relying on them for over 20 years. And if it wasn't for CoHealth, I would be dead today. Yep, I certainly would. Okay, we've come to the end of the show. So thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to join us again next week, same time, where we'll be having a special about robo-debt. Stay tuned for the Eritrean Voice show coming right up. My name is Daryl. You have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.